What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan, and joining us, as always, we have the pretty boy Pinocchio, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Tomorrowland's finest, Jay.
That's right.
Our resident lamp rubbing master, Dave.
Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten.
What the heck?
And the last lost boy himself, Av.
I got no voice here. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Av.
What's up, everyone? How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Oh, it's funny. I didn't know what my intro was going to be because my other option was going to be Genie. But I was like, I don't know if I could pull off a Genie.
When I said your intro, you looked like...
Caught off guard.
Well, because at first I thought you said lap rubbing.
I heard that too.
That's what I heard.
Lamp. I was like, wait. For those who heard wrong, lamp, as in the magic lamp.
I was like, what?
I heard lap, and I was like,
I should
like,
have said
oh.
Resident Magic Lamp Rubbing Master.
Oh my. This is already taking a turn.
I know, and this is supposed to be a good.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that heard that, though.
A family stream.
And today's theme is going to be on Disney.
Oh, for those who. Perfect.
Got the intro.
Oh, jeez.
Well.
Wait, is it. Is it Disney or Datney?
Yeah. And now we're back on track.
Gosh. Anyways, so today, again, the theme will be on Disney. We'll be talking about everything Disney when it comes to films, Disneyland, different collectibles, all bunch of fun stuff. But as we like to start off every week, we like to start off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question. Today's getting to know you question. If there's a zombie apocalypse and you get to pick three Disney characters to survive with, excluding Marvel or Star Wars, who do you pick and why? Jorge, I see you nodding. Let's have you start us off.
So first, we're going to go Elsa because she can build us a fortress. A fortress
okay,
of ice.
Okay.
Followed by Mulan. So if in the small chance zombies happen to break into our ice fortress and Elsa is not around, you want somebody who can handle close combat. And okay. Who better than Mulan? So we got Mulan, Elsa, good. And my last one, I think this is a little bit of overkill, but I'm just going to pick him anyway, Zeus from Hercules.
Oh, dang.
Yo, hacks.
That's a hack.
Yeah, I knew that would be a hack. Okay, if not Zeus, I forgot her name, but the girl from Brave can shoot arrows.
That's one of my picks.
Oh,
that's
Merida.
One of my picks.
Yeah.
Merida, because she could shoot arrows.
Nice.
Good one. How about you, Dave?
So when I first saw the question, I was kind of like thinking of going the route of like Disney villains.
Naturally.
Ooh, like super like powerful and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I was gonna originally pick Hades, Maleficent, and Ursula, but then I was like, if I had them with me, I feel like they'd try to like corrupt me or like take advantage of me somehow.
They'd all turn on each other.
Right? Or yeah. That too. They'd probably like injure me and then use me as a way to get away from zombies or something. So yeah, I went with Stitch because
nice.
He'd be super cute, and I feel like he could handle a bunch of zombies. I picked Baymax because he could be like a comforting person character.
About him.
And also,
about
like,
your medic.
He could heal too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Medic.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, dang, I don't have a healer.
And then I went with one of Jorge's picks too, Mulan, because I feel like she'd be badass close combat.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Good pick.
How about you, Jay?
There's a little bit of similarities here. I took the question, I went two different directions. I went one with Disney characters that have like abilities and then Disney characters that don't. But I'm gonna go with the group that doesn't because I feel like it's a stronger group, even though they don't have powers and stuff. But I went with Mulan too, because she's basically the Mishan of Disney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that
let me ask
that's
y'all,
an easy one.
Does it matter if it's live action or
I'll take either way. I haven't watched a live action Mulan though.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't either.
And then I also have Merida because my long range, my stealthy, the arrow.
Your sniper.
And she's not afraid of anything. I mean, she went up against bears just to find out, you know, that's her family. But still, not afraid of anything. And then my last pick is Aladdin. Because the street rat is resourceful. And he can still wield a sword if he needs to.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's the kind of the resource guy.
One good step picks. Ahead of the zombie.
Exactly.
that's a pretty good singing voice there, Jorge.
I know, Jorge. Nah. Damn.
Damn.
Nah. The man of many voices.
He's blushing. We got him a guy. Well, just out of curiosity, what was your superpower team?
People with powers. It was Stitch. Because, like Dave said, he can pretty much take on anyone. And plus, at the end of the day, he's just a little cuddle buddy, he's a little homie.
Yeah.
Violet from Incredibles.
Ooh.
Because the invisible and the shield thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of any of the Incredibles. Damn.
I know. And then I also had Elsa for the whole fortress and the ice thing.
She could, freeze zombies, too.
I'm surprised no one yet has picked picked Genie. I feel like Genie would be a cheat mode, too.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. But... Yeah. After three, though, then what? Then he's like, I'm out, bro.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Just wish the zombies away.
That's true. Oh, that's meta.
All right, Av, how about you?
Dang, I forgot about all the Incredibles because they could wreck shop, right?
Yeah.
But my original picks were
Frozone.
Frozone.
I thought about Frozone for the
Elsa
comedy.
And Frozone are basically the same.
that's why I said it.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But I do have Elsa on my list, ice power. You know, she could freeze zombies or build a ice boat and we could get away and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something like that.
Sweet ice sculptures for fun.
Yeah, for when you have zombie parties. Merida is on my list as well. You know, sword fighting, skilled spears, all that. So combat, she's in there for. And then got to go with the muscle. I picked Beast. You know,
good one.
Yeah,
good one.
I like that.
When he gets mad, he goes a little crazy. So he could fight zombies for me. So yeah, nice. Those three.
But what happens if he gets trapped in the fortress and he doesn't tell you that he got a bite? And now he's like a beast / zombie.
A beast zombie? Oh,
beast zombie. Merida
can take him. She's going to go 1v1 him and then we're just going to run away.
Yeah.
What about you, Juan?
For me? I almost went with Genie, but I was like, that's kind of cheap. But for my muscle, I went with Hercules. So he could fight off all the zombies for me and kind of be my bodyguard. I almost went with Magic Carpet just for transportation purposes.
That's instead, an underrated pick.
But then I was like, you know, there's not much room on the carpet for a group of four. So instead, I went with Tinkerbell, who can give me pixie dust and then she could just make me fly.
Yeah.
So I got Hercules, Tinkerbell, and then, you know, zombie apocalypse, food rations are going to be low, you need to eat and you need to find someone who can cook for you and make good food. So I picked Remy from Ratatouille.
I thought about that too.
Yeah.
I considered it.
So it really, and also just, you know, for convenience sake, Tinkerbell and Remy are super small. So
you could have gotten carpet.
Just me and Hercules.
That's what I was thinking.
I could have got the carpet, but I've always wanted to fly. That seems fun. Tinkerbell, since she is a fairy, I think she might have some healing powers too. So if any of us get bit or anything, Tinkerbell can just put some fairy dust or whatever on us and heal us all up.
Nice. I like it.
And there's still so many that we probably could have went with.
Yeah. I'm interested to know what some of our listeners would pick. If you want to come up with who your three zombie apocalypse trio would be, send us a DM and maybe we'll share it. So moving on, again, we're talking about Disney movies or just Disney in general. Does anyone remember what their very first memory when it comes to Disney might have been?
I can think of memories, but I don't know which one was my first.
I don't remember.
I think I remember my first one.
You are young enough, Jorge.
Yeah.
I think it was Lion King, and I saw it in theaters.
Oh,
nice.
I remember leaving the theater after watching it. And that came out, what, 94?
I think so.
Lion King, 94.
Yeah.
94, 95. So yeah, I remember leaving the theater for that movie. I think that was one of the first ones that I can at least remember. I'm sure I watched other ones, but...
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was Aladdin. I think Aladdin was right before Lion King. I think it was like 92, 93.
92, 93, somewhere there.
Yeah, so Aladdin was my first memory. And it was funny because my little brother, do you guys remember the beginning of Aladdin when there's that little shopkeeper who would like be singing the song? For some reason, my little brother was hella scared of him. So I remember when we got the VHS, I would just keep replaying that scene just to
just to scare him. Messed up.
It's funny. It's funny you guys both mentioned that, because when I said I couldn't really remember which one was first, it was definitely either Aladdin or Lion King. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was Aladdin later on VHS that I fondly remember, but I definitely remember Lion King. Like, that was the first thing that popped in my head when I saw the question.
I remember watching Lion King in theaters.
Yeah.
I think I remember watching Aladdin in theaters as well. How about you, Dave?
Oh, so are we talking about movies, TV shows, or just
any Disney memory? Anything? Could be Disneyland.
The earliest, I would say, is probably, I know in previous episodes we talked about how Disney Channel used to be kind of like a free preview for, there'd be like preview week for people that didn't have it. So I remember like being on the Disney Channel a lot. And I think one of my favorite TV shows is Winnie the Pooh. So it's always a special thing for me. And especially in Kingdom Hearts, like when I'm in that stage, I'm like, oh, I just want to stay here forever. So,
Who's your favorite character from The Hundred Acre Woods?
Oh, has to be Eeyore, because he's super emo.
I knew it immediately. Yeah,
that's actually Lisa's favorite as well.
I think a lot of people's favorite is Eeyore. It's because he's so emo.
Has anyone seen that new Christopher Robin movie?
Yes.
I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, one of my favorite parts of that movie is when Winnie the Pooh is like, oh, you just state what you see, right? And he was like, depression. I was like, oh, God.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Av, how about you? Do you remember?
Well, we talked about...
Did you meet Walt Disney back in the day?
I met... Oh, I think my God. We were in the same class.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like we haven't gone down that hole. You're right.
It's been so...
While Juan wasn't here, we did not make those jokes.
Abs class photos, him, Walt Disney, and Jesus.
Yeah.
That's his trio right there.
Walt Disney's actually my Ninong. He's my Ninong.
Ninong Walt.
Ninong Walt. He was at the baptism.
For those of you who don't know, Ninong means godfather. Godfather.
But no, we talked about it. Was it the last podcast, our Halloween costumes? I was Mickey Mouse. That had to be my very first one. I mean, like I said, I probably didn't know who Mickey Mouse was at the time. I was like four years old in preschool. But besides that, first real memory that I really knew was, and Dave mentioned, it was Disney Channel showing when I was probably like, I guess in middle school, early high school, the Mickey Mouse Club. And they, when all those, you know, they're all big stars now, you know, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Kerry Russell, Ryan Gosling. It was a stacked lineup for kids.
Yeah.
But I always, you know, I had a little crush on Kerry Russell back in the day. But yeah, it was the Mickey Mouse Club. And I think I remember always trying to catch it or trying to find out like when it's on TV. I always used to, I think, just get lucky and it's like, oh, it's on. And I think it was regularly like on at 5 o'clock every afternoon or something, or I don't know if it was every day or if it was a weekly show. I can't remember exactly, but I remember always trying to tune in for that because I got a kick out of watching these kids perform. And it was, most of the time it was cheesy stuff, but you know, you're a kid and you're watching it. I enjoyed it. So it was one of the memories. And when I first saw this question, I was thinking like, oh, first, like Disneyland memory.
I was thinking that too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think I even went to Disneyland until I was a teenager in high school to our senior trip, you know.
Oh,
Might have been my first Disneyland trip. I can't remember because I don't remember going as a kid. And I'm pretty sure we didn't go. But yeah, so that high school senior trip was my first Disneyland memory.
Grad night Disneyland, though,
it's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
It was different even like when, because I graduated in 94 and you guys graduated, what, like 10 years after me?
Something like that.
Yeah. So 12. Close to 10 years, 10 to 12 years. And from that time span, that's different.
Jorge's like 20.
Yeah. That's super different. Like it wasn't
you know, it's funny you say it was different, but it really wasn't that different, because I've heard my brother's like Disneyland stories, and he's a little older than I am. He's like 8 years older than I am. And yeah, it was different because of the type of music and the type of stuff. But I think the vibe was kind of the same.
Vibe I think is always the same, because you have high school kids just being out there by themselves and at just going at night going crazy. Yeah,
I know. That's whoever came up with this idea, like, not responsible of grad night. It was funny because I remember Jay was actually in my group at grad night. Like, all our friends were like, oh yeah, we're gonna hit the club, we're gonna see what other schools are here, blah blah blah. And then me and my group with Jay were like, there's like no one in line for the rides. Let's go ride the rides.
Yeah, we're about the rides too. Like when you're
I was like, wait, I get to ride Space Mountain with the light on?
What? So trying to get back on the rails with Disney, let's talk about Disney movies. You know, there's a lot of great Disney movies, Pixar movies out there. What are some of your guys' favorite or top tier Disney movies? Jay, let's go with you. I know you're a big Disney fan.
Newer stuff like Wreck-It Ralph is up there for me.
One or two?
That's one.
Okay.
Two's good, but one, like when I saw the trailer for that, being like a kid who plays a lot of video games and everything, it was like, wait, is Disney tapping into my brain? This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen. The Sonic's here, there's Ryu.
The fact that Zangief is in Zangief
was there. It's like, wait, what's going on?
You might be bad guy, but you're not bad guy.
Yeah, that's a top tier one for me. Yo, that was a solid geef. Yeah, we already said Lion King, Aladdin. I mean, all the classics are classics for reasons. Like, but speaking of Disney movies, like, yo, DCOMs, do those count?
Of course.
Shout out to Brink. Johnny Tsunami.
Heck yes.
Those two were staples. Like, I think I had a VHS like recorded off the TV of Johnny Tsunami and Cool Runnings.
Hey, Bono.
Yeah. And those two were on big time repeat.
DCOM, some of my favorites were like Up, Up, and Away.
That's a good one too.
Paper Brigade. I don't know if you guys remember Paper Brigade. Xenon, Alley Cat Strike. Those are all classics.
Alley Cats was good. I wasn't big on the Xenon, but I'll give you Alley Cat Strike. I like that one.
It zoom, made me zoom, zoom.
Yo, that's make your heart go like
boom,
it.
Boom.
That's why I didn't like it. I couldn't take that song.
How about, let's reverse it. How about you, Av? What's some of your favorite Disney movies? What was it? Like black and white ones, right? Black
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. I worked on that.
I knew it.
Part of production.
We're just catching up now. We're just catching up. It's been so long.
I'll take it. Yeah, catching up. It's been a while since I've heard all this, so it's good. No, but like in the 90s, I guess. Is it 90s? Mid-90s when they all like came out? Like
a lot of the power, like all the big hitters? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Beauty and the Beast was one of my favorites when it first. I might have watched that in the theater as well. Mm. Beauty and the Beast. The Little Mermaid is Anna's favorite, so we watched it a lot, like when we first started dating, I think.
You know, confession, so, I have never seen Little Mermaid from beginning to end.
Really?
Excuse me?
I've only seen scenes. I've never watched it from beginning to end.
Wow. It's pretty interesting. It's a good movie.
For some reason, I just never had the opportunity to, or never.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But so it's one of our favorites here in the house.
It's okay. One, I've never seen all the Harry Potters.
you haven't stayed in enough hotels.
Yeah, exactly.
That Harry Potter shows like freaking every weekend. Man, those kids are rich.
Somewhere, right? Showing somewhere.
Yeah. And then for newer movies, Moana and Up. They're my favorites from the newer.
Those are good ones.
Up is top tier for sure.
Up is up there.
Up is
on
up
the
there.
List. Yeah.
Nice. How about you, Dave?
Are we doing like old and new, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Aladdin. I have an Aladdin poster right here in my room, my closet, actually. Yeah, that's probably like my favorite. Also, Lion King, because I think that was like my first time crying in a theater when I was a kid.
Same here.
It really stuck with me.
When Mufasa died, I remember being, man, I was wrecked.
Yeah. Right. And, but Aladdin for sure, because like I was.
You guys want to hear Irons? You want to hear a joke?
Oh.
Sure.
Why did Simba's dad die?
Oh.
Because he didn't Mufasa enough.
BDJ. Shout out to BDJs.
I love this episode already. Oh,
you deliberately disobeyed me.
Sorry, Dave. I cut you off. Go ahead. Keep on.
Mufasa and Sarafi were also James Earl Jones and I forget the actress's name, but they're the parents in Coming to America.
Oh, yeah.
I knew James Earl Jones, but I didn't know Sarabi.
Sarabi, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but yeah, definitely that and Aladdin for sure, because, I mean, the songs in elementary school, our principal used to have all the classes sing a bunch of, like, just random songs, and he had us learn a bunch of the Aladdin songs that year. So that was pretty fun.
Good memory. I'm surprised that's not on the on our little outline is like
Disney songs
or favorite Disney songs.
We can talk about that. We could. You know, you're talking about Disney music. Actually, I want to go back to our first Disney memory. Now that you've brought that up, my first Disney memory wasn't Aladdin. It was actually, you guys remember those VHS?
VHS. Betamax? What?
Do you guys remember those VHS tapes of Disney sing-along with the little owl in the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Those were my very first Disney memories. I used to have a bunch of those, and the owl would just like do the intro, then you would sing along to Disney songs.
Nice. My newest Disney movie that I say is my favorite is probably Coco, just because I wasn't really planning on watching it, but then one of my friends let me borrow it. Because they're like, you have to see this movie kind of thing.
Yes.
And then I watched it with my mom.
Oh,
and then at the end, like, we're both, like, crying.
Yes.
So it's, like, definitely, like, one of those, like, unexpected kind of, like, oh, my gosh, this is really a good movie.
If you're close with your grandparents, or if you're just close with parents, like, family in general, the end of that movie, I was crying. I think more than I was crying in The Lion King. Like,
I'm pretty sure I was, too.
Speaking of, I know all of you guys watched that advert, the Christmas advert.
Released like yesterday. There was that Christmas advertisement of the Filipino family, and it was just like about how the holidays and the Mickey Mouse and then the paroles and
the Filipino tradition.
Just watch it. Look it up. Watch it. You'll cry.
Shout out to Disney UK for that one.
Yes.
You can actually buy, I bought it today. You can actually buy that Mickey Mouse plush. And it's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, so it's
with the red stitches.
It has the red stitches and it has a parole on its foot.
Gotta get that.
Dude, I literally like rolled over and I stared at the ceiling for like an hour after watching it. I was just like,
a whole hour?
It definitely made me like, miss like my grandma.
It's too late to call my grandma. I gotta call her tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's just really touching. It's really
shout out to Lolas out there.
Lolas.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Keep going, Dave. I feel like we keep cutting you off.
Oh, no. That was and that's also kind of like, I think, the magic of Disney, too, is because then they really know how to stir up emotions like that. For sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Jorge?
I think we talked about this in a past episode, but a Goofy movie?
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's definitely on my list.
I was wondering, I mean, does this exclude Pixar?
No, Pixar counts.
Oh,
get in there.
Interesting. No one named any Pixar movies.
I mean, I could just say Big Time Toy Story.
But... Oh, yeah, he did say Up. And Coco.
And Coco.
Yeah, Coco. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Jay just said Toy Story. I was thinking Toy Story is up there.
Which one?
Choose wisely, Jorge.
Ooh.
We will be judged heavily for the first one.
The first Ooh. One.
The first one. Okay.
Okay.
First one.
Can't go wrong with the first one.
I don't know if this is unpopular opinion, but I didn't care for the fourth one.
A lot of people didn't.
Which one was worse? The fourth one or the second one?
Ooh.
Fourth. Hands down. Fourth. Second one, you get Jesse, you get Bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
First time you ever see Zerg.
Good point. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say fourth was the, like, I didn't like the direction they went with that.
I only have three posters of Toy Story stuff. I don't have a Toy Story 4 poster.
One last one I wanted to mention that I think people forget is a Disney movie is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Another classic. I watched that plenty of times.
I like the sequels to that too, like Honey, I Blew Up the Kid or Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yes. Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves was a good one too. Yeah.
I remember that. We talked about this in our food stream, I think. One of my favorite scenes was when they had that chili volcano with like the Vienna sausage people at the bottom.
With the hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, man. I always wanted to do that as a kid. Cool. For me, horror, you already mentioned Goofy movies definitely up there just because Eye to Eye stand out. Those songs were just amazing.
Bangers.
Bangers, for sure. D2, The Mighty Ducks is my all-time favorite movie, period.
Oh, all time, really?
All time. I didn't think of
that.
I went to film school and like I could be a film snob and be like, it's my favorite movie, The Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind or whatever. But no.
Yeah.
It's D2, The Mighty Ducks.
By the way.
Wait, what's the connection with Eternal Sunshine?
That's like what? Everyone's greatest that's everyone's movie created.
Like, yeah, like.
Never seen it.
Or like their snobby pick of, oh, that's the best movie ever. Or like, you know, whatever. For me, it's D2, The Mighty Ducks, for sure. You got Goldberg. You got Woo Woo Kenny Woo. Come on, man. The Bash Brothers. You got the Knuckle Puck. Definitely one of my favorites. As far as newer, then you'll always go with the 90s animated films. Underrated one, I think, is Treasure Planet.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. And then as far as newer ones, I really like Ratatouille. That's one of my favorite Pixar movies. Up is up there. And then Incredibles, just because I really like superheroes.
Good picks.
Cool. Av was talking about this a little earlier. What were some of your favorite Disney like songs or music? I know I talked about a Goofy movie. I think Eye to Eye and Stand Out are definitely my top tier Disney songs.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anything?
The Mulan soundtrack, I think, is full of bangers, too.
Reflections, dude. Shout out to
Leia Salonga.
Leia Salonga.
Yes.
Filipina Broadway actress, singer, and everything.
Yeah.
She did Mulan, Reflections.
She did Jasmine.
Princess Jasmine, yeah.
Yeah.
Which Broadway productions? Miss Saigon, or not
Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon, she's in Miss Saigon. And Les Miserables.
And Les Mis.
Les Mis.
Reflections, Honor to Us. I mean, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
That whole
movie.
Donnie, that's the only Donny Osmond song I know, and I think that's the only one you need to know.
Yeah, and then in the credits you got that Stevie Wonder 98 Degrees collab.
Yes, true to your heart. Oh man,
yeah.
Mulan soundtrack.
That put it over the top right there.
Yeah.
98 Degrees and Stevie Wonder put it over the top.
Hey, but I think a close second would be that Tarzan soundtrack.
Yo, that, yeah.
Phil Collins and NSYNC.
Yeah.
Trashing the TM.
One, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
There's so many. We were talking about Little Mermaid, those songs on there, like we sing along to them.
They're iconic.
It's crazy. And then Moana's songs are all hits.
Because you got Lin-Manuel Miranda making a
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Lion King got a lot of like big vibes there, that Hakuna Matata. Can't Wait to Be King.
God dang.
Lisa's gonna hate me if I don't say it, but Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
I have to say that's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Classic. Every song on there is classic.
Yeah, the songs during the
Gaston's whole solo.
Gaston.
Who's got a neck thicker than Gaston?
You know what's a good, I don't even know if this was in any of the movies. When You Wish Upon a Star?
Pinocchio.
Oh, it's in Pinocchio.
Yeah.
But Pinocchio. When they play that at Disneyland and they're doing the shows and like World of Color and all that other stuff, that's the feels.
Direct touch into your soul.
Dude, that whole World of Color just soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Or even like...
Which I believe has every song we've listed so far.
Yeah. Or even the soundtrack to like Fantasmic. Just the...
Yeah.
I think we need to... I think we need to choose like the worst songs.
I know.
It's harder to find the worst songs.
See, for me, actually, like, I would say a lot of my favorite Disney songs have to be the villain ones because... They go so well, like with the characters and everything, like Ursula's poor
Ursula. So,
Jafar's like reprise for Prince Ali. Yeah, so good.
It gets so dark.
Yeah, Scar's be prepared and
be prepared.
It's so good,
dude. Jeremy Irons kills that.
Yeah, right. Jeremy Irons, shout out to him.
I've got and nonstop goosebumps again.
Yeah, just
all these
anything,
songs are just. Ugh.
Alan Menken, I would say, is just anything that he did. Like, he revolutionized, I think, the whole Disney movie, like, thing in the 90s.
And then Elton John with The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Jorge?
I think I said mine, no?
No.
When You Wish Upon a Star?
Oh,
any other, any other bangers come to mind?
No, I think you guys covered it all. Disney does a really good job of providing good music along with all of their movies.
Even their movies I don't like Cars... I don't really
know. That song
That Life is a Highway is a banger,
Life is a Highway.
Life is a Highway. I don't even like country. Like,
it's catchy, yeah.
That song's like, man, those Rascal Flatts.
If you're walking around Cars area, Disneyland, and that come on, you can't help but be like, all right.
Start reviving them. They're like, get it, Rascal Flatts.
All right. So kind of switching gears, I have a poll to take. So we talked about a little bit. Which do you prefer, Pixar or Disney animated films?
That's kind of hard because, like, are you going from when Pixar moving forward? Because then, like, Disney animated could be like all the old, like Mulan and Aladdin and all that. Mm-hmm. Then it's not fair.
Yeah. I don't think Disney's even doing a lot of Disney animated stuff. It's all of like in Pixar now, right?
No, they
got Frozen, Moana,
Frozen.
Aren't those like Pixar?
No, that's all Disney
animation.
Oh. And basically, if it's a musical, it's Disney animated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Pixar's done a musical yet. They've had
music
in the background.
Yeah.
But they haven't done an actual musical.
Yeah, not where the characters are singing.
About Coco.
Coco's Pixar.
Pixar. Yeah, you're right. It's Pixar.
Yeah.
Then they did.
I guess that one's kind of a musical. I mean, Coco.
A little bit. Yeah. But all their music were like in performances. It wasn't let's break out in song.
It's not like a musical.
It's funny because Jungle Bri, one of the friends of our Twitch streams, just had like a Disney villains episode, I think, or a Disney episode, and they were talking about what makes a movie a musical, like what classifies it as a musical. And he was saying, like, he just kind of pulled a random number, but it's like 80-90% of the movie is like singing or something. But I don't know.
It's pretty valid.
It seems pretty.
I think valid. If it's like they're singing, but it's not a performance, but it's just them.
It's like going the conversation is in song.
Yeah. I think that classifies it as a musical.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point. Yeah.
So no one's answered though. Pixar or Disney animated.
But we're going from Pixar like when they started on, right? Not counting the older Disney stuff. Like Toy Story holds a really special spot like in my soul. But I don't know if I could like flat out say Pixar over Disney Animation Studios. That's tough.
I'll say it. Disney Animated Studios.
I was gonna say it too.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, like you said, it's Mulan, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King. Those are
If you count those, then it's easy. But counting from only when Pixar started and the animation, Disney animation stuff after that.
True.
But I mean, that's still strong though, because that's like Big Hero 6. Wreck-It Ralph, Moana.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still strong. It's still strong.
But when you say it that way, you're right. Like, Toy Story.
Yeah, man.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Yeah.
Even Bug's Life is, like, I think underrated.
I forgot about freaking Monsters, Inc.
I don't think that's underrated.
Yeah.
Bug's Life?
I think it's where it belongs.
What? Really? You're tripping, bro.
Bug's Life is good.
It's good, but it ain't better than anything else around it.
Said you're tripping. All right,
you might be mad at me for this, but I'm going to say Bug's Life over Ratatouille.
Oh, hold on, time out.
No.
See, now he's lost all credibility.
No.
Well, you have to consider when I watched A Bug's Life.
Watch it again.
No, think about like when I watched A Bug's Life. I think it holds more of a nostalgic value for me.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, because if you watch it again, it ain't.
It's okay. Not that good.
I think it's good. I think it's underrated, but I don't think it's better than Ratatouille. I think Ratatouille is the most underrated.
Yeah, I feel like Ratatouille is underrated. Ratatouille is definitely underrated.
I'm curious. I'm wondering if anyone that's listening, if they have their thoughts on Ratatouille versus Bug's Life. I'm curious what
Pull
you guys
it up.
Think. Tweet us.
Pull it.
Rats or bugs? Rats or bugs?
Which creature do you... Oh, you know, because we're getting so caught up in like nostalgia and like older stuff, we forget some of the newer ones. Like Onward was a hit.
I still haven't really watched it.
Or even like Inside Out was really
good. Yeah, Inside Out is...
That's what I think is the most underrated...
That's a good one, too.
...movie.
And I'm taking all of those over Bug's Life. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, I'd say those are above Bug's Life. My comparison is only with Ratatouille. But again, to defend myself, I think it's only the nostalgic factor. Because like I was like 8 or 9 or something when that movie came out.
I'll give you Bug's Life over The Good Dinosaur.
I can see that. Yeah.
I like The Good Dinosaur.
I've never even seen The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, no. What's the one with Arlo?
That's a good dinosaur.
Yeah.
You didn't think... It wasn't bad.
No, it was good.
Good Dinosaur was good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I might take Bug's Life over that.
I would probably call it the okay dinosaur.
He was an okay dinosaur.
Yeah. I'll take Ice Age over Good Dinosaur.
Oh, that's not even a
Disney movie.
That's a DreamWorks, right?
You're leaving.
Shots fired.
I'll take Good Dinosaur over Brave, though.
I haven't seen it. I can't say.
Yeah, I have to watch it again.
I still haven't watched Brave actually yet.
Oh, I don't know. That's tough. I mean, I can see that one. I'm like 50-50. I'm like toeing the line on like agreeing with you there.
All right. Cool. So I think we're all pretty split on the Disney animated over Pixar. Maybe we could put that poll in our IG.
We'll drop the poll when we drop the episode. I think that's a good idea. We got two of them now.
Pixar versus Disney animation.
Pull it up.
I'm curious too. Bug's Life versus Ratatouille. I'm curious where that stands.
I'm not curious because I know the answer. I'm just kidding.
You may be right.
Not debatable.
All right.
But who got a land in California Adventure, though?
That's getting replaced.
That's true.
That's been replaced.
Yeah, it's already gone.
I think they still have the land in like Tokyo Disney, though. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good segue. We're talking about, Disneyland. Let's kind of switch gears. Has everyone here, I'm going to assume, has been to Disneyland or Disney World, correct?
Correct.
Disneyland, yeah.
Correct. Let's go with, what's your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain at Grad Night was dope, because I remember...
Yeah. It was lit up.
Right before you left, they were like, all right, class of 2006.
Bow, 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 bow.
And then they're playing that Aerosmith song. Or not Aerosmith. Or was it Aerosmith? Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But it was a trip because like the there was lights and stuff, and usually Space Mountain's like pretty dark.
Wait, what song are they playing? Were they playing?
It was Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh yeah, I remember that. You're right.
Which one?
Californication. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not the one.
It was the one where the music video, they're on a roller coaster. Oh, that's gonna bug me. Hold on.
Oh
yeah.
Under the bridge.
Roller coaster.
Hello.
That one?
What's that?
They covered Stevie Wonder. They covered a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh yes, yeah. It was the
they covered Higher Ground.
Higher Ground. That's what it was. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It was sick because it was like all lit up and stuff, and you never got to see that before.
But yeah, no, dude, Space the scary Mountain thing always. About Space Mountain when it is lit up is you don't realize how close the tracks are to your head. Like, if you knew that, like going forward, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be too scared to ride it just because they're like.
There's a lot of quick drops where you feel like if you were Shaq, you're bumping your head for sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's why I'm always scared to put my hands up in that ride. Oh, I never know.
I'd never do anymore. My hands are always on the rail. Like,
yeah. But that's my favorite. Like, that's like a must. No matter if I'm going to step into the park, like not just downtown, if I'm going to step into the park, I have to try to figure out a way to get on that ride before I leave.
Yeah, for sure. For me, it's actually their newest ride. Star Wars Rise of the Resistance.
I haven't been to Galaxy's Edge yet.
Man, it's like,
I need to ride that.
If you ride it, that might be your favorite ride now. Mm. It's like it's three rides in one, basically. Mm-hmm. And like, there's like a walkthrough part and where like the cast members are super into their characters. So Dave, that's definitely up there for me.
I know, Av, we were supposed to go for Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, we were supposed to be there.
Oh.
When I was there in January, I didn't get to ride that. I missed the cutoff or whatever, but I did ride Smuggler's Run, which is now my favorite because it's just so cool, man. You're in the freaking Millennium Falcon.
That ride though depends on who you're with. If you're like with some random lame people who don't do the things, like it's kind of whack.
Yeah. But it's a fun ass ride, man. Yeah. It's so good.
And I can't wait for you guys to ride Rise of the Resistance then. Yeah. If you guys enjoyed that.
I can't wait to go to Galaxy's Edge because
part of the like fun thing about Rise of the Resistance isn't even the ride, it's just like getting a ticket to the ride. If you get there early in the morning, you know, you get your phone queued up to get in the queue and you just hear people like screaming like congrats, like
yeah,
oh we got it.
Yeah, so that's all part of the experience as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Dave? What's your favorite ride?
I do have a story for Space Mountain that is like one of my favorite Disneyland memories and stuff. But when I was a kid, I tricked my mom to ride Space Mountain.
Oh, no.
Tricked.
So, because she can't see what's inside, so I was like, "Oh, I think it's gonna be an easy roller coaster or a ride." Oh, I don't think it's a roller coaster, but I knew what it was.
Oh. Damn.
So, yeah.
Sorry, Auntie.
How did that turn out, Dave?
No, she was scared for her life. She's gonna die.
Oh, did you keep the picture?
No, I don't think, no. Aww. No, we didn't keep it. Because I'm pretty sure my mom was like wanting to get out of there as fast as possible. But yeah, there's that. And besides the Matterhorn, I mean, like, I remember. Do you guys remember this too? Like, the cars?
Yeah, they changed the cars. Really it used to just be a real basic belt. And you guys used to sit like in each other's lap.
Like a bobsled.
And it was sketchy.
Yes.
Wait, which cars? Are you talking about Autopia?
In the Matterhorn.
Oh, yes.
Original Matterhorn.
Yeah. Oh, so I have a story with the Matterhorn. So this is how I kind of made my move on Lisa.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
So back then, they usually have the carts. After dark. And you would
Did
just
you sit
like,
in front, Juan?
No, so I sat in the back. And then Lisa was sitting in front of me. This is before we started dating, and she actually had a boyfriend at the time.
Ew.
Oh my god. Well, this is the Disney episode.
So she was sitting in front of me, and then, you know, they don't have like seat belts or anything, it's all just on gravity and you're kind of just there. And I remember like my move was like, oh, let me put my arms around you for safety. She was like, okay.
You don't need a belt, girl. I got
I'll be your seat belt.
I'll be the one.
And now we're married with a kid, so you know. Thank you.
Damn, it worked.
Matterhorn. Thank you.
Matterhorn worked.
Take notes, kid.
Take notes. Ride the Matterhorn.
The cars aren't even like that anymore.
They're not like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a regular car.
Oh, thank
forget
you.
It then. Still do it. Still do it. Still do it, kids. Hey, girl.
The girls in the front, like, I got my own seat. What do you mean?
Why is your hands, like, leaned over?
Can I be your seatbelt, girl?
Always get permission, though. Be careful. You want to be careful with
that. Yes, definitely. Make sure.
Always warranted.
Yeah, I made sure to ask for permission first. I was like, is it okay if I put my arms around you?
She was like, there you go.
There it is.
For safety.
There you go. Such for safety. Yeah. Good looking out, Juan.
So was Matterhorn your favorite, Dave?
I'm sorry. No. But I mean, that was kind of like, I wanted to bring it up because, yeah, it's like the older cars where you didn't have that proper safety, I'd say, like, really yeah. made the ride and stuff. But my favorite has to be Haunted Mansion.
Hey, yeah, that's a good
the
pick.
The visuals,
like, top the song. Five.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
that it changes mm-hmm. during like the holidays. Yeah. That you get different. You get a different ride.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and you get the gingerbread.
The Ooh, smell.
That gingerbread smell when you're passing by the.
It's so distinct. For some reason, the holiday version mm-hmm. is the only time I can vividly just
smell that gingerbread.
I haven't been during the holidays.
You've never really? For Nightmare Before what? Christmas?
Well, I've been during Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a holiday.
Yeah, that's a holiday one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the part
like
where
Christmas, like
where they're doing the ballroom dancing stuff.
Yeah, like, there's a smell of gingerbread.
A strong gingerbread smell.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I went like early before that. Then the last time I went.
You guys want to be a little freaked out though? Apparently, in that part of the ride, the Disney employees have caught multiple times people dumping ashes of their loved
yeah.
ones,
and just around the house, around yeah. the Haunted Mansion house.
What?
Like some diehard fans are like, "Yo, spread yeah. my ashes in that graveyard."
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Really?
Damn.
Yeah. Well,
that is hardcore.
So, there's actual dead people there.
A little bit.
Oh damn. My gosh.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit of them.
A little bit.
Not all of them.
A little bit.
How about you, Jorge? What's your favorite?
Indiana Jones.
That's a good
staple.
Classic.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I just love how theatrical it is and how colorful mm-hmm. the ride is once you go in there. And you get to see like the big snake with all the fire and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. But definitely Rise of the Resistance has taken over. For my top ride, like Juan was saying,
Indiana Jones is the ride I've gone stuck on the most.
Yeah, because it's got a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's a busy ride.
I'll say every time I go, they're like, "Oh, it's closed for repairs."
Yeah,
and then it opens up like later in the day, but it's always closed.
I've gone stuck right where that boulder's coming at you, and I'm like,
"Oh no!"
It's not scary. It's like because they turn on the lights, and it's like. And it's like, oh man, they just ruined it. Now I know how it works. So I'm like, oh,
wait,
man.
Don't they let you go back on?
Yeah, they let you go back on, or they'll take you off and give you another fast pass or whatever. But yeah. Like, I just see I don't want to give away anything, but it just ruined it.
Indiana Jones is one of those rides that my wife Monica hates if I get the steering wheel seat. Because I get real theatric and get really into the ride. it's a lot of fun.
I do that even if I'm not in the steering.
That's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's
when you get into it like that and you like, yeah. you know, you're a kid again and you enjoy it, it's fun.
And you're like singing. Dun, da, 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 dun,
da, da. You're just yelling at Indy to save you.
I got a question for you guys that's not on our on our outline. What's your least favorite Disneyland ride?
What is
it's
it
a small
called?
World.
It's a small world.
No, man, that's the best place to nap, dude.
That's when you're like your legs are tired and you.
That's true, but
you
damn,
just
want to
chill.
It's just you're seeing dolls from around, you know, dresses.
Small Fair. World during holidays is actually pretty cool though, because of all the lights.
I guess so.
During the holidays,
I guess so.
Least cool. favorite for me is gotta be Peter Pan's flight.
Peter Pan.
Whoa.
That's least. Cool. I have a no, well, cool. my reason isn't because of the ride. The ride itself is a cool ride.
Okay.
Everyone loves flying over Paris. I guess.
Okay, yeah. okay.
But that ride always has like a 75-minute plus
yes.
wait.
Oh,
no
yes.
fast pass. I see. And then you wait and then you're just like, "Yo, I was only on Paris for like 10 seconds. I'm over this."
Do they have a singles ride?
No.
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 They don't. And it's like
the trick is you got to make that the first ride once you're in the park.
That's true. But then like the best time to ride that is like at night, because then you walk out of the ride and it's like nighttime like the vibes are still the same. But
how about you, Hori? What was your least favorite?
I don't necessarily have a ride like I hate or anything, but
yeah, he does. He just doesn't want to say it. He's trying really hard.
I'm just thinking like if there's ever been a ride that I haven't just had fun on, you know what I mean? And I can't name one in Disneyland. Yes, I guess It's a Small World is probably my least, not my first choice in something I want to ride, but there's not one that I just dislike.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Flying Are you carousel? Thinking of one?
The submarine or
Abraham Lincoln? I kind of like the submarine.
Tales of Abraham Lincoln.
Is it because it's yellow? It's a yellow submarine, right?
Yeah, I kind of like the submarine.
Autotopia? Yeah. You like Autotopia?
Yo, no, Autotopia is, that's also down there at the bottom with the submarine.
Those are like the old
That's also
rides,
down there
though.
For me because they're not that fast. If they were a little faster, maybe I'd like it more.
How is Autotopia still there if there's cars? Like, are you kidding me?
And the thing that I also don't get is Autotopia is right there next to the whole like House of the Future thing that's now currently promoting like clean energy. And it's like, yo, that Autotopia is not.
Yeah.
That's carbon monoxide at its finest.
I don't think I've ridden that one.
Don't you'll get you need carbon to, monoxide poisoning.
Well, drive a real car. It's funner. How about favorite Disney foods? You guys like churros over pretzels or popcorn? What's some memorable Disney foods you guys had at Disneyland?
I got two staples that I always have to get.
What is it?
A jalapeno cheese pretzel.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
From the cart that's like in Frontierland. There's that. And it's getting harder to find, but there's like a white chocolate raspberry cookie that they used to have like on Main Street in the little, you know, the sweets store. But now like it's like hit or miss over there.
Jay, you didn't show me that one.
I know. I'm sorry. Well,
because then Jay and I went to Disneyland for the Fanatics trip.
After
the Hollywood, the Funko Hollywood premiere. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really into like, I guess like when I would go like to Disneyland, we never really went out for the food and stuff. So like that trip with Jay was like one of my first times like kind of venturing out with like the food and everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really like the pretzel and then the Dole Whip too.
Dole Whip.
Monte Cristo is like
Monte Cristo. You gotta have the Monte Cristo,
and then you get beignets after
the beignets.
You never had
the
a Monte Cristo. That's a
we didn't have enough time, dude.
At the New Orleans area,
and the mint julep. You guys like the mint
What's
julep?
Mint julep's good too.
Oh, Dave, we gotta go back.
We gotta go.
Cool. If you go during any of like their special nights, they have like the Sweethearts Night or the '90s Night. They have like different mint julep flavors.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a strawberry mint julep and stuff.
What's cool now is they're like catering more to the foodies.
Yeah.
Before they didn't used to get as like theatrical or have the special food items for holidays and all that other stuff, but they're definitely doing a lot more now, I think.
Yeah. It used to only just be like that Food and Wine Festival was like the only time they really did like food.
Yeah.
But now it's like for every occasion.
They're having food festivals all the time now in California.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, we always say this through all our podcasts is that we met through the collecting world. We know we're five collectors. We love collecting nerdy things. You know, we can't go the episode without talking about our favorite Disney collectibles. What are some of you guys' favorites that in your collection that you have?
I mean, mine has to be my Yoda backpack. Because I got it from there.
Oh, you got it at Disneyland.
Yeah, I got it at Disneyland. Like, yeah. I think I told it during the episode, but just in case, like my friends and I went to Disneyland for a 24-hour trip because I was like, I need to do some research because I'm doing a book design cover project for Alice in Wonderland. So I was like, oh, let's go to Disneyland. So yeah, I just saw the backpack there and I was like, I have to have it. Yeah. And I still have it and I wear it to cons.
This day.
But yeah, I mean, looking at the backpack now, cause they still sell it at Disneyland. Like when me and Jay went, I think that was the last time I went. It's not the same. The materials are, they downgraded the materials. His face and his eyes are kind of like weird looking now. And
his hair is super thin.
Yeah. I just really like the quality of mine. Yeah. That's mine.
How about you, Ev? And you have a whole collectible store. There'll be something Disney in there.
But Disney? I don't know. Well, not even. Mine's more like sentimental. I guess I wear it a lot too. It's a Mickey Mouse t-shirt. It's one of the. It's a black one. It's the vintage look one. Yeah, and it's sentimental to me because I bought it during our last. Well, it was Ava's only trip to Disneyland. Was in 2007 or actually early 2008. So a month. We were there in January of 08. She passed away in February 08. And it's just something that I will keep forever. You know, you go through shirts and you give away old clothes and whatever, even if it's like whatever name brand or what collectible shirt it is, you don't have to like really keep everything, but this one is never going to go anywhere. And I still wear it and it's what, 12 years old now. And it, I mean, it's not black anymore. It's like,
it's like slate gray.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's something that, you know, it's every time I wear it, it's just brings me back to when we were there, with her. And it's something that we're happy that she was able to go to Disneyland, before she, passed. So that's, it's something that, you know, like I said, it, every time I wear it, it brings back the memories. And for me, it's good memories. Like I said, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's that Mickey Mouse t-shirt, my favorite Disney collectible that will never leave my collection.
Solid.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Like thanks that, for sharing that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jorge, how about you?
I think it's something I picked up recently. I picked it up from Av at Beehive. The Disney castle.
Oh, the pop, oh, the Funko Pop Disney castle.
Comes with Mickey Mouse. I just, it's a great piece to have for any Disney lover. If you have that, it's a perfect size to put on a shelf. You know, you don't even have to really collect pops like that, but it's cool to put next to some other Disney memorabilia, whether you have any other displays for your shelf. I think it goes perfectly. It's definitely one of my favorites.
All right, Jay, your turn.
That's actually on, like, popped up in my head too, because I'm looking at it right now. It's right behind me, or right behind the computer. But I guess I could go with, like, the cliche route, since we're all like Funko collectors. My favorite collectible is it 9 or 10 inch, whatever the older extra large ones were.
Yeah, nine inch
metallic Buzz Lightyear that I have.
Ooh.
is probably one of my favorites.
That was a Comic-Con exclusive, right?
Yeah. And then to riff off of Av and sentimental, I have like this little tin that sits on my desk, and it's like a Mickey and Minnie with a little heart on it. And originally it had Q-tips in it, and or like Band-Aids. It was like a little like travel whatever thing. But Monica bought it for me for some random reason. But once I got rid of all the stuff inside, I always kept it on my desk.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Damn, this whole time you guys went, I could have thought of, I couldn't think of anything. I think pop wise, one of my favorite Disney pops is the Fantasia, the Sorcerer Mickey, the box lunch exclusive with the water and him on the thing. It's just an epic piece. So that's probably one of my favorites. Sentimental wise, it's actually fairly new. We just picked it up like a few months ago. It's this skeleton Disney Mickey Mouse onesie that we got for our son Ben that he wore on not Halloween, but like a couple of days before Halloween. We actually took a trip to downtown Disney before I started work, before I went back to work, and he was wearing it, and he just looked super cute. So I feel like that's going to be something I keep even when he outgrows it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. I think the cool thing about all our stuff is that like we all had like sentimental value into what, and we talked about like, you know, Disney, the great thing about their movies or their, you know, anything they do is that they really bring the feels. And like even with the collectibles, you have the feels with the collectibles, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Jorge, I don't know. Do you have any sentimental value?
I was like, I didn't have. I was nodding in my head, and I was just like, wait, somebody else. Almost all of us.
Well, it's sentimental because he got it for me.
Hey, yeah, because you bought it from Av.
Yeah, see, because you know, I got it from Av. Thanks, Av. I do have a T-shirt. I like now going to Disneyland and either picking up a T-shirt or a pin from each trip.
Yeah,
and so I have a board with my pins, and then I have my T-shirts up here from all the times that I visited. So those hold sentimental value as well.
Yeah, Jorge got me into pins again, and I'm pissed because I bought way too many pins.
You're welcome.
Last time I was
at
Disney.
Last haul you had was solid.
Damn it, Jorge. And now you're getting me into Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
I'm resisting that one.
All right. So let's go ahead and play a little bit of a game. Okay. This is kind of a play on that game, Kill Mary Kiss. There you go. Kill Mary Kiss.
That's not as smooth, man. Not that smooth.
Kill Mary, this is a family episode.
is Disney.
But instead, we're going to switch it up, and we're going to do Theater Scream Destroy, meaning I'm going to give you a list of three movies. You're going to list it by theater, which is you must watch this film in the theater because it's that great. Stream, that's an okay movie. You can just wait for it to be on Disney Plus. Or Destroy, this movie sucks, destroy all copies.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
So I'm going to go and go through each nerd. Let's do two rounds of this. I'm going to give you three movies. Jorge, let's have you start us off.
Let's do it.
Are we all doing the same three movies?
No, I got different.
Oh, gotcha.
So Jorge.
Yeah.
Your three movies. Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2.
Come on.
Toy Story 3.
Really? The three Toy Stories? Okay. All right. It's Toy Story 1 theater, Toy Story 3 stream. Toy Story 3 was a deep one. And then only because I have to, I don't actually feel this way mm-hmm. about destroying it, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say Toy Story 2 goes to the destroy category.
Mm. Sign me up, Jorge. I agree.
You're throwing that in the dumpster. There's no claw to save it this time.
The claw.
You know what, though? Toy Story 1, because the graphics are so new at the time,
yeah.
In theater, it might not be that great.
That's true. If you go that route.
Yeah.
So you would theater 3, stream 1, and destroy 2.
Yeah.
Fair.
On a technical aspect.
All right, Dave. Dave, you ready?
Sure.
Your three movies are Aladdin,
ooh.
Lion King, Little Mermaid.
Oh,
dang. Why would you do that? Oh, no. I mean, I said that Lion King and Aladdin are like my top two favorites, but then Little Mermaid has my favorite Disney villain.
Oh, conflicted to the max.
Damn.
But okay, so for sure Lion King in the theater is just because like you have to experience like the music with the sound and everything, I would say. Stream Aladdin, and then I'm sorry, Ariel and Ursula mostly. I'm sorry.
Ariel, whatever, but Ursula.
You're destroying Little Mermaid. You're throwing it under the sea.
Damn.
Prince Eric was soft anyway.
Oh, man. All right, Jay, your turn.
All right.
You got Tarzan, Hercules, Mulan.
Okay. I'm gonna go theater for Mulan.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, best soundtrack. True, debatable. But still. Damn. Man, that's hard, dude. I guess I'm gonna stream Tarzan. Ooh. And yeah, destroy her. That's,
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jake. Okay, same. We all the same way. Yeah. Like, I like it.
Yeah. If you want to watch Hercules, just watch Superman. It's the same.
and see if I destroy Tarzan, then the whole frozen Tarzan chain thing breaks, and then lose that,
Well, Frozen 2 already broke the theory, actually.
Yeah, true. But
what?
All right, Ev, your turn.
All right, let's see.
You guys, I just picked some random ones. Ev, you have Brother Bear.
What the? I love it already.
Holes.
Yo.
Holes with Shia LaBeouf.
Ev's never seen any of these. Watch.
And Cars 3.
What the? Is my part of the show destroy?
Damn.
I'm not watching any of that shit. The theater.
Oh, no.
For the sake of the game, I guess. For the sake of the game, we'll watch Brother Bear in the theater because it's the animated. Or no, okay. Cars 3 is animated, but that's what. Holes, because we actually watched Holes. Noah watched that movie when it first came out. So we'll stream Holes. And, you know, Cars 3, I haven't watched it yet. I don't think I'm going to watch it. So we're going to destroy it.
Sorry, Rascal Flatts.
Sorry.
I get the three worst ones.
All right, there's a round two.
All right,
Jorge, we got you.
Yeah.
You got Up, Coco.
Okay.
The Incredibles.
Ooh.
Okay, that's easy for me.
Yeah, that's easy. I think I'm on the same wavelength as Jorge on this one, too.
I think I'd go Coco in theaters because of all the work they put into that animation and how colorful it was.
Yeah.
And then I'd stream Up because I love Up, and Incredibles got to go.
Dang.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
That would have been my answer too.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too, I think.
Yeah. Up and Coco. Incredibles didn't really just stand a chance. All right, Dave.
Oh, jeez.
You got Treasure Planet, Atlantis, underrated. The Lost Empire.
Or, and Holes.
And a Goofy movie.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I haven't watched any of those.
What?
You haven't watched a Goofy movie?
I haven't.
Or Treasure Planet?
No, I haven't.
How about Atlantis?
No.
Trash
all three, like Ev.
All right, we'll switch it up. We'll switch it up. Jay, that's yours now. Jay, I'll give Jay's to Dave, and Dave, you can take Jay's.
Okay. So I'm gonna put Goofy movie in theater just because that's my favorite out of the three.
Heck yeah.
Treasure Planet or Atlantis? I'm gonna stream Atlantis.
Okay.
And I'm gonna destroy Treasure Planet. Because Milo, as you know, I don't know. I like the story of Milo. That dude was a G at the very end, but. Yeah, that's. I'll take that one for you, Dave.
Are they all on Disney Plus?
I think so. Yeah, I know Treasure Planet.
I believe Atlantis and Treasure Planet both are.
Goofy movie should be too.
Goofy movie should be.
All right, Dave. I'll give you Jay's now. So you have Pirates of the Caribbean, D2 the Mighty Ducks, and Flubber.
Well, I mean,
dang, Flubber! I forgot about Flubber.
Flubber, man, Robin Williams.
I dodged a bullet with that one.
What was the first one again?
Pirates of the Caribbean, the first
one. Oh, okay. Well, okay, so.
You didn't watch those either?
Wait, really?
I watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
But you didn't watch D2?
You haven't seen D2?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my.
What?
Or Flubber?
No.
All right. I'm going to switch it up for Dave.
Go with just a bunch of classics.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. What other Disney movies can I... Okay, I got one for you, Dave. So you've seen Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to switch it up because these technically are Disney movies. So Pirates of the Caribbean, Avengers Endgame, Star Wars Last Jedi.
I know which one's getting destroyed.
No, that was his favorite, remember?
No. True. Was it?
Last Jedi. You said that was your favorite.
It wasn't Last Jedi. It was Rise of Skywalker.
Force Awakens.
Oh, Rise of Skywalker then.
A New Hope.
Okay,
Rise of Skywalker.
Phantom Menace.
Rise of Skywalker.
Really? So that's
Star Wars Rise of Skywalker or Endgame or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Endgame.
I know which one's getting destroyed.
Well, Endgame, I have to watch that one in theaters because, sure. Yeah, super epic. Rise of Skywalker would be stream, and Pirates, I'm sorry. I love that movie too. Yeah.
Damn, Dave, throw me for a loop, man. Gotta come up with these questions.
I'm trying to think of one. I said, just so we could have you answer, I need a third one.
I know, I was trying to like think of one too. Yeah. Like a set too, Jay.
For one,
Av, I got one for you.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear those movies.
These are going to be around your time, so we'll be okay.
Oh no,
we got Snow White. Cinderella, and Lady and the Tramp.
That's actually kind of hard.
Yeah,
they're not the greatest.
They're not, but
you know what? Honestly, I haven't even seen Lady and the Tramp either.
What?
I mean,
all right, here. Snow White, Cinderella. Have you seen Oliver and Company?
No.
Have you seen 101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
Okay, 101 Dalmatians.
It's actually pretty good.
Snow White, Cinderella, 101 Dalmatians.
God dang. Let's watch the Dalmatians in the theater.
Okay.
Ooh.
Let's stream Cinderella. I think that's more classic and iconic. And Snow White was just crap.
The first Disney real movie.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here, man. Thanks Snow White.
Thanks for not killing Gus Gus. He's like one of my favorites.
we got to keep Gus Gus. We're going to stream Gus Gus. Dang, man. Got all the old folk movie, man.
All right, Juan. I got a set for you, except one of them is like an outlier because I can't think of one right now.
Okay.
Moana.
Okay.
Lilo and Stitch.
Ooh. Okay.
And Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's the album. You're trying to go for island vibes.
I tried to, but there's no, you know, there's nothing.
Johnny Tsunami, bro.
I could, but you know.
So Lilo and Stitch, Moana, and then what was it?
And Monsters, then random Inc.? Ass Monsters, Inc.
I'm trashing Monsters, Inc.
Okay. That seemed like the obvious play.
Yeah. Whew, that's tough. I'm going to say, strictly just on animation, Moana in theaters, streaming Lilo and Stitch.
I felt that. That's why I was like, I want to find a good third one, but I couldn't find a good third one. Yeah. And I was like, it doesn't matter what I pick, it's going to get trashed.
Would Johnny Tsunami change that for you?
Would Johnny Tsunami change that? Oh, yeah, it would.
Oh.
No, so whoa. I was gonna say, how about Johnny Tsunami D2... Or Mighty Ducks 2 and watched it. Goofy Movie?
Goofy Movie, D2, and Johnny Tsunami.
Ooh.
There you go.
See how
it I can't pick that. I'm conflicted.
Oh, damn. D2, because it's my all-time favorite in theaters.
I felt like that should be.
Goofy Movie stream, trash Johnny Tsunami.
Whoa.
I feel like that's how it has to be.
The songs alone.
Yeah, just, that's how it has to be.
You hate to see it, but.
But like, I feel so bad
for. Yeah, you hate to see it. Yeah.
I feel so bad for the famous Jet Jackson actor, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
It's just like Jorge Trash in Toy Story 2.
It was like Sophie's Choice, man. Gosh.
You always dropping all the old school. All
right. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
All right. Yeah. So we got one more activity before we end our podcast. We did this during our Star Wars stream where we each go around and we say, what Disney character this average nerd reminds me.
Yeah.
All right, so Jay, go ahead and start us off. Jay, you're going to tell us who I remind you of.
Okay. I was thinking about this for a while, and I came down to like three choices. One of them, I know we've mentioned that Toy Story 4 was kind of like whatever and was kind of okay. but Ducky and Bunny, yo, that's me and you, homie. That's us.
We're
riding like that. That's hilarious.
Key and Peele right there.
Yeah. That was the quick little gimme pick. I like that one because it's funny.
I like that.
More realistically, I had a tough time choosing between Ham from Toy Story or Mushu from Mulan.
Oh, I can see that.
So Ham, because like, I don't know if you guys remember Ham from Toy Story. He's kind of like the one dude that just kind of really knows what's going on when everyone else kind of doesn't. And he kind of makes those funny remarks about people. And most people don't notice it at first. And then they're just like, wait, what? What did he say? and like, Juan does that. It's super funny when you catch him and you're on the outside watching it. And you're just like, oh, Dan didn't even notice. That's funny. So Juan be doing that. I like that. And then the Mushu pick, because Juan's funny and everything, and a lot of people might not take him seriously, but he knows really what's going on. Yeah. At the end of the day, he's got the real idea that works out. I mean, he lights the fireworks.
Stone dragon. Yes. Thanks, man. I like those picks.
Good pick.
I like the Ducky and Bunny. So who's Ducky? Who's Bunny?
I'll let you choose. You can choose.
I'll be Bunny because I'm shorter.
Yeah, fair.
Or no, Ducky. I mean, Ducky I'm shorter. Oh, okay. So I got Dave. I picked, we didn't really talk about this movie that much, but from Inside Out, I picked Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. That's a good
one. Your styles are kind of similar. Like, I could picture you wearing like those gloves and like that vest and that hat. That already was like, oh, that's kind of Dave. And two, he's like really selfless, so he doesn't really care about himself. All he cares about is the happiness of Riley. And I feel like Dave's like that. He like really cares about other people, and like he'd rather become forgotten and make sure that you are happy. You know, that's the kind of guy Dave is. So. Bing Bong.
We need more Dave.
We need more Bing
Bongs. We need more Bing Bongs.
Yeah.
More
Bing
Bongs.
I like that.
All right, Dave. Now you got Av.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Juan. That was very sweet. You guys are always like, man. And then here I come with like a super dark answer and stuff, like the last, like that one episode was like bees going into people's heads and then
remind me of Ursula
trying to steal voices.
I guess for Ev, I was kind of like going with the whole father route. And I was thinking, it was a toss-up between like
Walt Mufasa. Disney.
Walt Disney.
That was his Ninong, remember? That's his Ninong.
That's my Ninong. Ninong Walt.
But yeah, I was like thinking, it was a toss-up for me between Mufasa and Mr. Incredible. But I had to pick Mr. Incredible because aside from like raising cool family and everything and just being a super dad kind of thing. Like I get that from Ev. Yeah.
Oh, I see that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The feels.
All right. Ev, your turn. You got Jorge.
I got Jorge. All right. I'm not going to pick Mickey Mouse just because he does the voice.
I sure hope so.
No, he's not. I went with... Jiminy Cricket.
Okay. The conscience.
Jiminy Cricket.
The conscience.
Yeah. The official conscience of Pinocchio, but I feel like he's the official conscience of us.
Oh, the average nerd.
That's
true. I can see that.
He was like, should we do this, guys? Are we allowed to do this, guys?
Yeah, he really is.
Yes. Jorge's like, cut that out.
Yeah, he's that guy, but he's also
you guys can say this, but we're cutting it.
I like this Jiminy one.
I googled this, but he came to mind at first, but I googled him also. Jiminy is famously known as a level-headed and wise figure capable of leading Pinocchio down a righteous path. Nice. So it's I mean, We cut out the righteous part. You don't have
to. Oh, I like righteous. I like it.
You like righteous? Righteous? Okay, we'll keep righteous, righteous in. But yeah, you're that guy. For it's sure. Like that go-to guy that if and this is going beyond too. It's like if we need anything, you know, you'll not saying that we're all there for each other, but mm-hmm. I got Jorge, so he's the guy. You know, he's that guy we go to
when it comes time to pick up
when it comes
Pokemon
time
cards. We know
yes,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
Jiminy
you.
Cricket,
our little Jiminy.
Exactly.
I like that.
I like it too.
A little side story is anytime we would like go sell at shows, we would like sell pops or whatever. And we play music. Anytime like a song with a cuss word comes on, Jorge's like, yo, the kids. Think about the kids.
Find a clean version.
Think about the children.
This is true. Think of the children.
So he definitely is the conscience. He's our Jiminy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is true.
All right, Jorge, your turn.
All spot on, man. Gee, this is nice. Good.
I know. I feel like mine, I think you guys might agree with mine, but at the same time, I'm sorry, Jay. I feel like it. I did it.
It's okay.
You didn't do your homework.
My answer doesn't compare to everyone else's, but I was just going to go with Stitch.
Yeah.
That's cool. That actually is good.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like Jay's our Stitch.
What's your reasoning?
Blue Punch Bubble.
Oh, see? Look at that. At first, I was going to pick Wally. And I don't know why. I don't know why I keep going to these robots.
Do you care about
the
environment?
Well, the reason is like robots to me, like, remind me of like tech. People who are really good with tech stuff. And that's okay. Like Jay is the jack of all trades.
Okay.
You couldn't you know give me like Eve, like the more high tech robot. Wally
gave you the bootleg Wally. Wasn't Wally just like a trash compactor or something?
Yeah. Jay's
a trash compactor. The trash compactor.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know.
I didn't mean it like that.
Stick with Stitch.
I was trying to think of a character who's a jack of all trades.
Okay. That's Stitch.
Yeah, that's Stitch. Yeah, that's exactly why I chose Stitch.
I like it. One of my favorite Disney characters.
Yeah, Stitch actually is good.
So it works. He's out on your car.
He is.
I think they're all pretty solid picks.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Good job, everyone. Pat yourselves on the back.
All right.
All right, so as we like to end off every episode, we like to end it with our quote of the day. And bringing us our quote of the day is our very own conscience of the average nerds, our Jiminy Cricket, Mr. Jorge. Go ahead and give us our quote.
All right, and this quote is brought to us by Jiminy Cricket himself. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
Dude, you should be a voice actor.
Damn.
Yo, that's good. For real. Thanks,
Jiminy. Was that? I don't even know if that sounded
yeah,
like
no,
it.
Yeah, no, it's dead on. Good job,
that
man.
That should be a Channel Points
I know.
Redemption.
Do a voice.
On Twitch. Like Jungle Boy. Yeah.
There it is, Jiminy Cricket.
Thanks, all. Well, again, that's our episode. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening this far along through our nonsense. As always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod. You can find us on Twitch at The Average Nerd Podcast. And wherever you find your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Mixer.
iHeartRadio.
Mixer. You said Mixer?
Mixer, I don't know.
Mixer gone.
Mixer's gone.
Wherever.
Only hands.
Only hands. Find us on your Zunes.
Hey, shout out to the Zunes.
But until next time, see ya, nerds.
You think I should start because it's gonna go after the person goes to the next person goes to the next person?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me. Okay. Edit this out.
Yeah.
Keep it in.
That's what she said.
there it is.
Pull me up.
Hold me up.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Wait a second.
Wait, time out. Wait a minute.
Time out.
This is supposed to be the Disney episode, guys.
Oh, sorry, guys.